Blog Talk Radio. Prince in the Bay here with you. Disorderly Conduct is the program. The number is 347-826-7667. I would like to thank BlueSky69 for joining me in the chat room here. Feel free, honey, if you want to give me a call. The number is 347-826-7667. Got plenty of music to get into. Also, going to check the news. I was pretty busy all week, so I am talking. Can you hear me? I am talking. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? You should be able to hear me. I'm pretty sure I am broadcasting. Yes. So if you're tuning in live and you are having trouble hearing audio, I do from time to time mute myself accidentally, but I'm not muted now, so you should be able to hear me. But also, if you're having problems with audio, refreshing the page, reloading it, seems to alleviate problems as well. And if you're listening on the archives, then good for you. Appreciate you listening to the program. I hope we can provide some semblance of entertainment for you this evening / morning. Vince in the Bay here for your audio pleasure. Here to pleasure you, audio-wise. And you can call in and pleasure me as well, if you like. The number is 1-347-826-7667. So I've been kind of hopping around. I was kind of busy today, so I didn't really get a chance to check out the news. I did check my Twitter feed today, and apparently there was a big George Bush interview. I think it's Matt Lauer interviewed George Bush, and I missed that. But everybody was on Twitter about that. Frankly, I'm not really interested in either of those two gentlemen. I don't really care either way. Like, if I'll probably watch it out of curiosity. I've always thought Bush was hilarious. Just absolutely hilarious. If Clinton was sort of Clinton was like the prototypical politician. He kind of perfected the uber postmodern politician to the T. Like, he knew it. He was made for it, right? I think that was part of what made Bush look so bad. But basically, Clinton proved that you can be a playboy and run the White House, or be in the White House. And Bush proved that you can be half retarded and be in the White House and get elected twice. It's amazing. Don't give up in your dreams, kids. Anywho, I'll probably check out that interview. I for some reason I was thinking he was being interviewed by Sean Hannity, because I thought I saw some interview with Sean Hannity where it was Bush and Hannity. I guess Bush is making the rounds and he's doing the first interview with Matt Lauer. And then he's going to make the rounds. I hope he goes on The Daily Show. I hope he goes on Colbert. I hope he goes on Leno and Coco. That's probably why nobody's around. There's the new Conan O'Brien's going right now. I'm totally missing it. TNT. I never watched TNT. All of a sudden, TNT's got. There's a TBS. Yeah, it's TBS. Cool. Conan is back. He's got the beard. It's not the full beard though. It's like he's rocking He's rocking the Joe Miller look, you know? Conan rocking the Joe Miller look. So I can't be muted. There's no way. Can you hear me? Hey, are you there? Blue Sky.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Blue Sky, can you hear me? Blue Sky, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Are you there? Can you hear me?
You're there.
Can you hear me now? Hey, Blue
Hi.
Sky, can you hear me now? Hey, can you hear me now?
Hi.
Hey, Blue Sky, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It sounds
good.
Like you're, what?
No, that's okay. You go ahead. What were you going to say?
It sounds like you're skiing or something.
It sounds like what? I'm skiing.
It sounds like you're skiing. It's windy. I don't know. It sounds like you're going downhill.
Skiing. Oh, that's my phone. Yeah, just hold on. I'm going to change phones because that is my phone.
Oh. Yeah, you might want to see
phone line. Yeah, our phone lines here are not the best. This one.
Yeah, so you didn't hear me there for a second. I was on my whatchamacallit? I was on my headset, and you said you couldn't hear me. You sure?
Yeah, no, I can't hear you. I can't hear you on air.
That's impossible. We're on air right now talking.
I know, but like I'm sitting here with my computer on, and I just turned the volume up on like bust, and I don't know.
All right, tell me if you can hear this.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just arrived at the Gypsy Phonics Disco. Gentlemen, you have just arrived at the Gypsy Phonics Disco.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is Vincent Abay, and for all I can tell, I am broadcasting live on BTR. Apparently, we're having some buffering issues. But girl from Detroit, let me know if you can hear me, because or Blue Sky, because I should be broadcasting. I can hear myself on the other line. Of course, it's hard for me to. Okay. Meanwhile, they're just chatting away in the chat room. That's fine. I'm going to go back to play some music. And oh, hey, no way. So Conan O'Brien is playing with Jack White right now on TV. That's pretty cool. I totally forgot that Conan was starting today. That's what I'm up against now. I'm up against Conan O'Brien. Holy shit. I'm going to get destroyed. Yeah, I'm going to figure a difference. So it's going to be like, and Conan is going against The Daily Show and Colbert. That's interesting. It's a whole new dynamic to my, of course, everybody just DVRs whatever they're not watching. Except for me, except on DVR Red Eye, but I don't usually watch the DVR recordings. I usually catch it, or not. Lately, I've been doing my show like during it, so it's been tough. But it looks like they're jamming. I gotta check this out. I'll be right back.
I'm a traveler of both time and space.
Oh, my God. I just caught I just watched Conan O'Brien. I caught tail end of his show. He had Jack White on, and that was pretty cool. And then so I flipped. So then I always watch Red Eye. So I flipped over to Fox, and I caught the very tail end of Glenn Beck. And Glenn Beck just ends with tomorrow night, DVR it, the Puppet Master revealed. apparently, he's going to do an expose for an hour tomorrow on George Soros. And he's calling him the Puppet Master, and he even has a countdown in the corner of his screen as there's like 23 minutes and counting, or 23 hours and counting. Yeah, so that's that. I want to bring back the lovely Blue Sky. Blue Sky, how you doing?
Hey there, I'm still here.
Yeah, we got through that. Apparently the buffering problems are over with. We can get the program underway now. And so for the 8,150th time I've ever heard that song, I didn't really contemplate much during it. But what about you?
That was a good song.
Good filler for like when you need a long song because you got to take care of some business.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
And I uploaded it because you know what? I heard one of these so many rappers have sampled it. It's ridiculous. I just recently heard another rapper, I don't even know who it was, sample it, and the song was terrible, but it got me fired up for that song again. I hadn't heard it in so long, so I uploaded it. There it is.
Okay. I just want to give a shout out to Mystic Butterfly and Girl from Detroit. Hello, Nisha.
All the ladies are here. Actually, the ladies are still filing in. Isha.
Yeah.
Has just joined us. Mystic Butterfly, Girl from Detroit, of course, Blue Sky. So Mystic Butterfly, I was checking out her profile, and I love the little thing that she has written here. Very inspiring. Have you seen that?
Oh, Blue Sky? Yeah.
You read it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not sure.
Because Intite, it's supposed to hit the cough button when you do that. We're on live radio here, by the way.
I know. You could put me on mute.
No, it's okay. You can mute yourself or just sneeze away from the phone. That'd be great.
How can I mute myself? Well, 1 second.
Totally. See, you figured it out. Anywho, I want to thank Isha for coming by again. How you doing, baby doll? Feel free to call in as well. Join me here on air. It's always great to hear from you. I hope you're doing well this evening. I'm glad you came by. I was thinking about not doing a show. I didn't get in until right at 10, and I usually earn, no, 11. I was like, right at 11, I was like, well, I could do a show, but I was just like, I just got in the door, and I was like, oh, should I even do a show? And I was like, oh, hell, I'll just schedule a show, and I did, and here I am, and here you are with me, my ladies. Appreciate it. It's sort of Vince's harem here, if you will. feel free to join the audio splendor here. The number is 347-826-7667. We can get into it about just about anything on your mind. Blue Sky, is there anything you have to report? Blue Sky? Oh, you like gave yourself a timeout? You gave yourself a timeout? Is that what you did? She like muted herself for real. Well, I'd like to think we have a revolving door. I see, that's the thing, is I don't know how I feel about a co-host. I mean, I could go for a co-host. I like more like guests, you know, or panelists, you know. I like that idea. But I could go for co-host.
I thought I was going to die.
Neither.
Just get the flu, I think.
When I think of co-hosts, I think of like Hannity and Combs, Parker Spitzer, Siskel and Ebert. You get my drift? Those
kind
are co-hosts. They're both hosting together. They're double billed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't think I need an equal partner here. I think I got it down. I think I just need various guests to come in. Panelists. Yep. Maybe, you know, obviously have some regulars that are all, you know, semi almost always there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd love to have like features, like do it like somebody comes in and does a segment once a week, something like that. I'm into stuff like that. Mix it up, you know.
Okay.
I did have a producer. She actually stopped by last night. That was gracious of her. My producer Amy. But we got another call here. Let's take that call from the 410. Identify yourself, please.
Hi, Vince. This is Isha.
Oh, baby. it's a Vince sandwich again.
Hey, how y'all doing?
It's me nestled right between Isha and Blue Sky. I got four pillows to lay my head on.
Uh-oh. How are y'all doing this morning?
So much better now that you're here.
I mean, yeah, I'm coming down with the flu.
Uh-oh. I hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't give it to us.
I know.
Cover your mouth when you sneeze.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to come through the phone at you now.
You never know. Osmosis has long reach.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
It looks like Mystic's going to take off. That's too bad. She told me to keep dreaming. I don't know what she's telling me to dream about. It's a reality, honey.
Mystic is funny.
Mystic,
she is hilarious.
She's amazing. She's amazing.
So
I'd love to have her call into the show.
I know.
Anytime you want to, baby. The invitation's open. It's 347-826-7667. Oh, and she takes off.
That's
damn it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well.
She's a
I'd like to write. That's okay. What, you know, when one door closes, a window opens, and in comes 77 Human. Welcome to the program, 77 Human. How come is that the thing, is just to have numbers in your profile name?
I have no idea.
Like, we got, well, what do you mean? You've got, I know why you have 2004 in your name. You told me the story behind that. And that actually, you know, okay. But a lot of people, they just do like Blue Sky told me why she's 69, which I don't believe. And but 77 human. I mean, everybody's got it. Like, I have. Well, let's look at the sampling in my chat room. Over half the participants have numbers in their sign-on yeah. names.
You sure do.
How come you don't believe me, Vince?
You said it just worked out that you got 69. You said you really wanted like 1 through 68, but they were taken, so you settled for 69.
No. That's not what I said. I said I wanted 47, and 47 wasn't available. Then I said I wanted 24. 24 wasn't available. Then I said the only ones they gave me was like 69, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I'm serious. I swear on my mom's grave that's why. That's okay, because you and a bunch of other people on here don't believe me either. That's okay. Anyways.
I believe you. And sometimes, if you pick a number and it's already taken, they will basically pick a number for you. They'll generate some bogus number.
Yes, they will. Yeah, exactly. They will pick the number for you.
Who's betting on that? Oh.
77 human is. He says, thank you. Seven is God's number. Oh. So he doubles down. I think the beast is 666 because God is apparently 777. Because didn't God come before the devil?
Sure do. That's what I thought.
I have a question.
But that's
kind
of weird, though. Go ahead. What was that?
Oh no, you go. That's okay.
No. It was retarded. What were you gonna ask?
Thank you. Did you get? I downloaded a couple videos for you and sent them to you on Skype there for you to check out. Remember, I asked you about the rap singer Classified. If anybody has ever heard of him, he's from Canada. Actually, he lives just down the street from me. And he is really good. But, I mean, it's up to you. You don't have to use the music on your show, but it's just, I thought I'd just send you a couple of videos for you to watch just to see what, you know.
Holy moly, it's a bunch of YouTube stuff. Yeah, I see him. Wow. It's a lot. That'll take me, if I need to kill some time and watch some YouTube, I got, a playlist there. That's great. Thank you.
You could play it in the chat room if it's not too private. Because some hosts that do that just play skits from YouTube or video they watch and let the listeners hear it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's people. See, I kind of feel like this is called Blog Talk Radio for a reason. I think it's supposed to be kind of like more of like talk show oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm all for playing music. I mean, I play music and stuff, and I'll play some sound bites here and there, maybe if I can, I'm not too lazy and can get it together. But I think there's a certain limit where it's just like you should just go on Justin TV or something or do, because it's such low quality the audio. It's like you should just like people on here play comedy records. Or stand up, like there was some show that where this chick just played like Chris Rock stand up for like a half an hour. It's like, okay, come on, now you're not even really doing a show. You're just kind of like promoting Chris Rock more or less.
I don't know.
You know, it's just me personally. I don't tune into Blog Talk Radio to listen to Chris Rock. You know. Because, like, I can listen to Chris Rock on my own. You know, I get mainstream stuff thrown in my face all the time. I mean, I think it's great that Blog Talk Radio has personalities on there and they promote them. That's great. Like, if Chris Rock called into the show, that'd be a different story. But Yeah, yeah. But I guess I shouldn't talk. I play like 10-minute Led Zeppelin songs.
Well, everybody, like you said, everybody do their show differently.
Mm-hmm. So. All right, Tracy is in the building.
Yeah,
my harem is slowly expanding here.
Oh man. Yep. Now let Tracy call in.
She Tracy should call
nice
in for
voice, and I'm not gay. She has a call girl voice.
Oh, she's got more than that. She's dynamic. You can tell that she could. She could do a lot of things with that voice. In fact, too many things probably. But we can certainly squeeze her in here. The number's 347-826-7667. 77 Human wants to know, are you all singles? Well, we can go.
It's complicated.
Is that your answer, Isha? It's complicated. You're half single. Okay. It sounds to me like Isha's got like the insurance policy, which everybody has. Everybody has it. Everybody has the insurance policy, the old fallback.
Yeah.
And you're always got Steelers out there, always dabbling and dipping. I know how that's all about. VMAC is here now. Thank you, VMAC, for joining the program. We had VMAC on last night, I believe.
Yes,
God, so long ago. We played a couple of his tracks. Maybe we'll play one of his tracks and get you help butter you ladies up a little bit more. I think both of those tracks, unless I was just too stoned and wasn't paying attention, I'm pretty sure both those tracks are easily, you can easily have sex to, make love to. I mean, these are just smooth tracks. It's VMAC and his crew. Were you guys here last night when I played that?
I had left the room early.
I was, yep.
You missed it? All right. Well, check it out. Damn Radio in the chat room, that's VMAC. And he does a show. Man, I don't even know what time it's on. It's on at like 8 o'clock, I think 7 o'clock my time. But he does mostly like unsigned artists and Milwaukee area people, but then he has random interviews with people from all over. So he's an all around good cat. Let's play his track here, "Close to You," featuring Big Red, Track Lisa, and VMAC, right here on Disorderly Conduct. Ladies, please join me. 347-826-7667. Tracy, feel free to join me here. There's plenty of room for you. And we'll be right back after this.
You are listening to a Track Bangus production.
Thank you. like fine wine, cause with age you get better. 100% real woman, down to the letter. You don't chase cheddar on the indie player, do you? Don't get caught up by the gossip, by the rap, they don't move you. Can't nobody fool you, got street and book smart. So call 911, you can show my heart.
Thank you, very nice.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Calls 347-826-7667. We just heard a track from VMAC there, who is in the chat room. He goes by Damn Radio in the chat room. And that was Close to You, I believe, is the name of that one. Am I not, if I'm not mistaken, VMAC? I want to thank all of my wonderful chatters, 77 Human, Blue Sky 69, Damn Radio, Isha 2004, Girl from Detroit, and Tracy Gilmore. Gilmore. Should I even say Tracy Gilmore? Gilmore? Yes, I was. Okay, so I was saying how VMAC's track there would inspire me to make love to, just to make love in general. And I was inspired to make love right there during the track myself. to be honest, I was making love to some lemon kush. So there you have it. Anyways, join me, 347-826-7667. I have too many windows open right now. So my computer's freezing up. I'm getting the little pinwheel deal. You know what I'm talking about? The little beach ball or whatever it is on the Mac. Hate that. I can't believe this computer can't handle like 14,000 windows open, playing videos and music, and not to mention a sound or switchboard. I can't even get in here to unmute you girls. I'm trying to get to the switchboard. I apologize, Blue Sky and Isha. I'm going to get you on here. It's just, okay. All right, you guys are back, ladies.
Hey, hey, I'm back.
A little more pep next time, ladies. Okay.
What?
Next time when I say, I'm going to say, hey, ladies, what's up? You guys should be like, hey. Give me something like that. Or hey, hey. Or whatever. Just like scream or something. It doesn't matter. Just tell me you're alive. Should we try it again?
Well, if I scream, I'll wake up the whole household.
It's fine. They should come on the program too. It doesn't matter. Yes, Isha, they have flavored everything pretty much. You name it, they've got a strain of cannabis that is called. It uses the name in it. There's always colors involved. But yeah, I went for a little sampling today, and I got some Big Bud, Lemon Kush, Purple Grimace, which I thought was a little redundant, J7 Sativa, and Purple Pineapple. That was my little smorgasbord purchase. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's bring the folks back on. I think we might have VMAC on the line now. VMAC, is that you? Maybe not. 414. Caller, you're on the air. Oh, I'm sorry, 414. My bad. Whoops.
Tracy,
I was 414. Oh, is she? I put her on live, but she didn't have her hand up. So I don't know. Maybe you got to press one.
She has her phone.
Oh, no wonder. All right. Well, just put your hand up. Press one. Oh, there she is. Tracy, are you there now? Okay. She's muted. So I guess she'll just, I don't have her muted. I think she's muted herself. You girls like to mute yourselves.
Hey.
I don't know why.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Am I unmuted now or what? I don't...
Yeah, I totally hear you.
Oh, okay. See, now I had planned what I was going to say, and then I... Oh, well.
That's okay. Let's pretend like we'll start over from the top. All right? Take two. And action.
Hey!
All right. Hey, baby.
Since you were complaining
about...
Oh,
exactly.
That was funny. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's what I'm thinking. Girls, see, now that's what I'm talking about.
You wanted a cheerleader, so that's what I do.
I didn't say a cheerleader. I mean, you could be a cheerleader. It doesn't
that's
have to.
What they
it doesn't.
Do.
It could just. You could just like scream. Just be like, ah! Doesn't matter. You just like give me. Just let me know there's a pulse on the other end. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that in which you did qualified.
Okay, that's good.
Anyway,
okay,
it's great to have you here, Trixie. I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, nothing. I'm muting my phone back again.
Oh, okay, fine.
Well,
I'm
trying to cook, so, and I don't want to, you know, a lot of background. So.
I hope you have enough for all of us. There's four of us, five of us here now. Four of us. Plus the chatters in the chat room.
Yeah, if I could teleport it to you guys, that would be great.
Oh, just wait a couple years. That'll happen.
I can't beam it up, yeah.
Wait. I'm telling you, dude. They're going to have the Samsung. Samsung? Yeah, Samsung is going to come out with it. They're going to meld their smart televisions with their refrigerators. And you'll, on the outside will be the smart TV. And you'll just go Safeway.com or Safeway app, and you'll hit Safeway app, and it'll be like download a head of lettuce and some broccoli, and I'll go boom, and it'll just like scan your retina, and then zoom, boom, you open up your fridge, and there it is.
You're kidding.
It's the future. It's coming.
Oh, hey,
2015. That's what you're looking at.
Well,
what?
Anything's possible. So,
anyways, what you were gonna ask me something?
Yeah, no, I was gonna tell you something. we talked about technology. They have cell phones out right now where you could test yourself for STD. You can, like, they have, like, a little compartment where you can kind of, like, pee in them and test yourself for STD.
You can pee into your phone.
You have to buy the phone. There is a certain phone that you can buy now, a cell phone, and you can pee
into them.
You can
pee into.
Yep, and test your, but it's only for testing yourself for STD.
Well, why would it only be good for STD? Why wouldn't it work for anything else? I mean, you're peeing into something.
I'm not sure. I can get the article for you.
Wow. So what people say, is there an app for that? There really is an app for that. See, this is the future, folks. This is what I'm talking about. Oh, we want to welcome Melinda to the program. Melinda dash N, I should say. So, Tracy, what kind of casserole? It's chicken casserole, you say? Tracy? Beef. Oh, okay.
Sounds good.
77 human, getting acquainted with the ladies. Sit back and relax, bro. I presume 77 human's a bro. Really? I mean, don't you think? I didn't check out his profile exactly.
I would assume so.
I think he's a bro. I could be wrong, though. I could be off. Again, there's no profile is blank. Okay. No clue what's going on. That's fine. 77 human, it can be a mystery. That's fine. So anywho, I'm really sad that Mystic Butterfly had to leave.
Yeah, she's excuse me, she's really tired.
Oh, that's right. I forgot, ladies, we should always update. Just like 77 human, 77's human is available, and I think he's a man.
He is.
So he is on the market, ladies. I don't know if we've got our panel here. This is what I'm talking about. We have a panelist, and it's all women panel. It'd be nice if we have one more dude to help me out. Just in case I'm overtaken by the estrogen. Okay, so 77 human is single, a man, no mystery. He spells mystery with an I-S-T-E-R-Y. And Jaja. Is that Jaja? Like Jaja Binks? That's Jar Jar. Jaja. I have no. Is that another language? Nobody can tell me. But I'll tell you what, Melinda's a Marine. That totally helps. I feel much safer now. Oh, so anywho.
What kind of a day did you have today?
I'm sorry?
What kind of a day did you have today? What exciting things did you do?
I had a chicken sandwich with avocado and cheese and watched the Warriors game. It was great. That was my highlight. Watching the Warriors play on high def. Eating my dinner. It was good. The Warriors won. The Warriors look good. Oh, actually, that reminds me. I got to check up on Monte Ellis. Monte Ellis, like, totally got hurt at the end of the game. That guy, first of all, needs to learn how to shoot free throws. I don't know if you ladies watch the game, but that guy needs to learn how to shoot free throws. The guy's a great player. He can shoot threes. He can, dude, he can do everything except shoot free throws. What the fuck is his problem? Oh, I think I should be a professional free throw coach. I bet you I can make Shaq a 80% free throw shooter. Give me the chance. I can make Shaq an 85% free throw shooter. What do you think of that, ladies? Exactly. See, I rest my case. Call me. Celtics, call me. I will teach Shaq how to make free throws while he still has a chance.
Thank you, very nice.
Okay, so moving right along, Melinda's got some sort of narrative going on in the chat room here. She called the cops today on a kid who tried to steal a pack of gum from her store. Also had a teenager come into the store and ask for beer, and she refused the sale. So she sees it all. She's on the streets. She's a small businesswoman. Yeah, 8 years old. Yeah. Go to India, where Obama is now. They probably have 3-year-olds doing the same thing. Anywho, moving right along. I'm going to take a break. I'm a little parched here. I have a little cotton mouth, shall we say?
Mm-hmm.
And, I'll be right back after this short interlude.
Thank you.
we're back. It's Vince in the Bay on Disorderly Conduct. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. We have 45 minutes to go here. I want to thank Isha and Blue Sky for stopping by for the first hour. It's great to have them as guests, as per usual. It's always nice to have a panel in full force, especially when it's all amazing females. No offense, BMAC and 77 Human. By the way, did I mention that 77 Human is single? So hopefully Tracy's going to get this dinner prepped or whatever. Is it breakfast? What are you making at the, what is it at this point? Is it Swarl's lunch? Anywho, hopefully you can get that buttoned up pretty soon and join me back here in the air, because right now it's just you and me, baby. Melinda N. And looks like Melinda N. might be getting into it with 77. Not courtship, but just like the feeling out. Yeah, 77, ladies, 77, definitely a man, definitely single, definitely in shape. And Melinda's like, oh, great, cool, he's desperate. Oh, my Lord, 220. That's, I mean, relative to what? He could be 220 and like 4'2". And he'd be like, holy shit, he looks like a cannonball. 77, not desperate, but definitely a man and single. Oh, yeah, there you have it. That's all you need to know. I'd love to have 77 Human. Why don't you call in and plead your case to the ladies directly? And out of left field, Ms. Lady coming in and throwing it down. Hey, girl. Ms. Lady, you're more than welcome to join myself and Tracy here on the show. I'm so glad that Tracy's my co-host here my guest here for the second half of the show. She's making a casserole, folks. You can't see it, but she's doing it. And at some point, maybe she can, like, take a pic or something. And I don't know. Hopefully she can get that buttoned up and can join back here Miss Lady Singh, I'm here by way of Tracy. You're a friend of Tracy? Is that what that means? I don't know. See, here's the thing, ladies. I'm a dude, and so I can only do two things at once. Or no, I can't do two things at once. I can't even like get that straight. What I'm trying to say is, okay. Thank you, Blue Sky, for coming through. Of course, joining me for the first hour, as well as. My other cohort. Wow, we're heating up here. The the chat room is really ablaze right now. I'm not as talented as Tracy. I'm sorry. I know it may seem like it, and I'm very talented when I am at task. But I'm sort of a master of all trades, jack of none, if you will. Wait, here, out of left field, Blue Sky, you can't have sex with a girl and do something else at the same time. yeah, actually, I can't do that. And I have done that. yeah, actually, I think I probably could multitask a lot better if I was just having sex all the time. That'd probably be that. See, that's my problem. I need to have sex while I'm trying to do multiple things. That's therein lies the rub. Speaking of rubbing, I wanted to rub myself after I read Mystic Butterfly's profile. And I think I might just read it right now because it's either that or play music or read you the sports page. So Mystic Butterfly was here earlier, and this is what her profile says. Always remember that in order to release the illusion, we must release the roles we play. Be yourself. Dare to be different. Empower yourself to live life the way you choose. Be proud of that choice. No regrets, no guilt, with harm to none. Just because the majority thinks a certain way does not mean that you must apologize for being different. Follow the beat of your sacred. I skip on that word. I want to say, okay, first, never mind. Take two. All right, one, two, three. Follow the beat of your sacred drum. Follow the path of the heart courageously. Have the courage to be different. Claim your divine right to choose things that truly bring you joy, peace, and bliss. Again, dare to be different. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your ancestors. You owe it to humanity. You owe it to your uncle's daughter, which would be your cousin. You matter. Your unique gifts are, I added that part there, by the way, it's not really like that on her profile. Anyways, your unique gifts are positive contributions to the very tapestry of life. Join me on this wondrous journey called life. And thank you for gracing me with your divine essence, your divine being. You are all my relations. Here's wishing you peace, joy, light, bliss, and love. The greatest gift of all. I'll be right back.
Baby came down from Romania. She was a queen of Tanzania. But now we're
Parte Partizani. That's Chantel. We just did a double. You guys just did a double shot of Chantel right there. We did Bacchia Vina, and then right there was Disco Partizani from Chantel. If you like those two tracks, I suggest you go out and look up Chantel and download everything by him. That's Chantel, German DJ, Chantel. He matches up like beats with traditional Balkan brass bands. He puts together his own super groups, and then then people sample him or remix his songs. And he remixes other people's songs, and he produces other people. He's just one of those like DJ producer type guys. And he goes out. He's a DJ, but he also goes out with a band sometimes. And I think he's great. Chantel, Chantel, Chantel. That's my dude right there. And my homegirl, my compadre for the second hour, Tracy. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
How's the casserole doing?
It's doing fine. It's in the oven still. Just about done. A couple of minutes left. Yeah, I'm making it for lunch. So, and for my kid when he gets home from school, because I'm not home when he gets home, and I don't want him to eat junk or starve. So he's a big boy. So So I'm looking out for him. But other than that, I'm taking some for lunch, though. So. Yeah.
So what did you think of Mystic Butterfly's profile thing?
I didn't look at it. I was wow.
Oh, no, that's
what
the thing.
I
did you hear me? Did you hear me read it? What I just said a little while ago?
Before you started the music, I'd heard a little bit, but I was running around, so
yeah,
that's why I had my phone on
you.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna look at it now. Okay, I have to type her name in, or she's not in.
No, I'll just paste it in here. Check this out. This is what I read.
Oh.
Boingo, there she is. wow, Melinda and 77 are just going at it. The interrogation continues. Do you have a flat belly? He looks like Nicolas Cage, the actor. I don't know if I'd go with that. I don't know if I'd admit that. What?
Oh, no, your chat room has turned into a pickup lounge. Oh, that's cool, though, right?
That's what I'm talking about. We're bringing people together here at Disorderly Conduct. We're just people are just be themselves. If they want to hook up and other people want to hook up, why shouldn't they hook up if they are both hook-upable?
Right,
what the hell? What does it hurt? It's BTR. It just brings people together. Well,
oh, God,
often do
I
you
just cut off my computer. Oh, my God.
You cut off your computer? That sounds
terrible.
No,
I unplugged
terrible.
It by accident trying to unplug my phone because it was beeping. And now, what did I do? Oh, well, I'll turn it back on. I'm out of the chat room, so... Anyway,
I see you in the chat room still.
Really? I'm not in it. I mean, my computer.
Who are you then? Are you not Tracy?
Yes, I am.
Well, then you are in the chat room, honey.
Wow. My computer is off. I don't know how.
Well, meanwhile, Melinda asks, "Are you married?" 77 Human says, "But I think I look better." Divorce. Melinda N says, "Oh, how old are you?" Wow, this could be like, I should just read the chat. I mean, these two going at it. It all started with, where did it start with? I guess it doesn't matter at this point, right? How old are you? 46. Oh. That might have been the deal breaker right there, folks. The number. Is that the I'm old enough to be your daughter. So what does that mean? So what? I'm young enough to be your daughter, I think is more what it's, right? Isn't that?
Wow. I'm missing it all.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going at it, I tell you. She's fleecing him.
And it takes my computer so long to load.
Yeah, you're not in the chat anymore, by the way. Sorry. Meanwhile, Melinda's 25. Okay, so Melinda's 25. He's 21 years older. He's almost twice her age. He could definitely be your dad. A girl from Detroit does not believe that Melinda's 25. I don't know. I don't know if I've seen a picture of Melinda. I wouldn't be able to judge. Let's check her out, huh? Maybe she has something cool written on her profile. I don't know. It's going to be hard to top Mystic Butterflies. That was pretty cool. Melinda's got the cute factor. She's got the big sunglasses that always makes people instantly cuter. How am I not friends with Melinda N? What is going on with society? Oh, BTR. I just added her and then removed her because this goddamn thing loads slow. Sorry, Melinda's there for about 2 seconds. It's okay. Maybe we'll be a friends for 4 seconds in the future. I have another caller here. No, but their hand is down. So 410 area code. You are more than welcome to. Okay, friend invitation sent. Oh God, I'm crossing my fingers. What did I? Okay. I think I sent. Okay, I think I might be friends with Melinda dash N. This might be happening. Melinda is probably not my daughter. I don't know. I'd have to see her picture of her mom.
Wow. So we're I can't. I need to see what's going on in the chat room. I can't.
I can give you the play-by-play. No, I can totally give you the update here. Okay, here we go.
I wanted this lady to read a poem. She's a very. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I cut you off. Continue.
No, I said I wanted Miss Lady to read one of her poems. She's a very good poet.
Oh, tell her to call in. Oh, she's the 410. Oh, her hand's up now. Okay, she's here.
Read the naughty ones, lady or Miss Lady.
No, I already have them, naughty.
Hey, Miss Lady. What do you have for me?
Oh.
Hey, sweetie.
I'm still not reading poetry, not with the context of this chat, because anything that I read is going to take it like to a different plane. And yeah,
I can't hear you.
I have no idea what you're saying. You sound really muffled. All I hear is just this. You, honestly, this is what I don't know if you can hear very well, but honestly, this is what it sounds like.
Oh wow! Can you hear me now?
That's what it sounds like. I'm sorry.
Can you hear
Not
me
to
now?
To be blunt about it. So Melinda dash N, I hope I'm crossing my fingers. I hope she adds me. Oh, she's asking him about dry humping or making out.
What?
Yeah, the conversation is. Okay, he said 38 is fine, but that was to Blue Sky. How about dry humping or just making out or really heavy flirting?
I haven't dry humped since I was in high school. God.
You should try it. It's fun.
No, that's a tease.
I dry humped my couch this morning. It was great.
Wow, okay. Okay. Well, you know what? I've tried something similar to that. I just call it gyrating in the air. or doing up the air. So I guess I have tried hump, huh? Okay. I just lied.
Wow, I'd like to see it. Let's see. Do we have a clip of that? Can we get it?
No, I haven't.
We should get a clip
of that. We'll put myself on video.
We'll send it. It's fine. We'll send a crew down. We'll take you. We'll provide a DJ, whatever you need, and we'll get that.
A DJ. Oh wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. Next time I try hump my pillows or the air.
Turn your webcam on. Turn your webcam on. And actually, can you do it over Skype? Is that possible?
No, I don't have Skype set up. I don't have Skype set up here. Not right now.
Oh.
You're trying to get.
You should look into that. You're back in the chat room though.
Yeah, I'm on now. You're trying Melinda to get free
somebody...
porn from me, Vince. Is that what?
Sure,
wow.
Why not? Melinda cool. wants to know. She said, 77 Human says you will find a young man about your age." But Melinda says, "But I want someone with experience. I want to be taught and trained." Girl from Detroit, yeah, you can do anything over Skype. In fact, I'm on Skype right now. Add me. I can do video. Oh, shit, I should put some clothes on, then I'll do video. I got people adding me on Skype that I have no idea who these people are. I mean, maybe they're BTR people, maybe not. I don't know. I can't remember.
Some people
and
just
you know
have
what's,
them.
What's, uh-huh. Yeah.
They're my. Ad addicts. They're ad addicts. They just add anywhere. They don't care who you are, where you are. They just like to add. It's an addiction.
You like Marley Mall?
No, I haven't heard. Who is that?
You remember Marley Mall?
No, is that a rap guy or something? I don't.
Kind of. He's okay. DJ, old school DJ scratcher.
Okay, I've heard.
He produced.
Yeah,
he produced a lot of people. Yeah, he's one of those guys that you probably you probably heard of with other people, but he was pretty badass by himself.
No, yeah, the name rings a bell, but I can't. I'm a little clueless when it comes to some old school stuff. So
yeah, you tune into Kala's show regularly, right?
Usually.
Where's that guy? Where is he? Did he have a show tonight? I missed him.
No, I don't know. I don't think he had one tonight.
He just kind of does it whenever, but I know he does Fridays.
He eats when he's on his show too. And that's kind of a thing. That kind of bugs me. I'm like, why does he wait till he does a show to eat?
Uh-huh.
Or wait, you know.
Yeah.
And he's smacking and chewing, and oh, my God, it's funny.
Yeah,
but
he sounds like he's splayed out in, like, his lazy boy, like, recliner, and he's got his phone on speakerphone, and he's just, like, licking his fingers from all the fucking sauce and shit that he's eating.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, but he does wait until he gets on the phone to eat for some reason. I don't know. Oh, boy, that's funny.
So okay. Melinda asks if I voted last Tuesday, and the answer is yes. Melinda, I did vote last Tuesday. I voted in California, in San Jose. I voted for as far as people go, I kind of voted against people. And propositions, I pretty much said no to everything except for one thing, and that was Prop 19. And I was, at the last minute, I was like, wasn't sure if I was going to vote yes or no on Prop 19. I kind of just voted yes just because I wanted to see what it would be like. Like, well, what, you know, if they pass this, now what is that going to make things like? And I think too many people were just not ready for it, or obviously they didn't get the vote out. I mean, Obama's not running. All the people that are smoking pot are the people that spoke that voted for Obama. You know, they're like the Obama zombies. They didn't They didn't show up. Melinda's 19 or 99. What? Oh, yes, I voted though. Melinda, where did you vote? Melinda is just all over the place. She goes from like fleecing freaking 77 human to like, boom, grilling me on like on the vote. Tracy, did you vote?
Yes, I did. I'm reading. Who is this? Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
The girl from Detroit. She said they're
mm-hmm.
who's a douchebag.
Every race. You can apply that.
Wow, I'm trying to.
That statement. You can just adapt that to every goddamn race in every district in every state, everywhere. Doesn't
matter. The goal
matter.
Is to vote
They're
for the guy
all
who
douchebags
is...
or aspiring douchebags.
Okay. So the goal is to vote for the person who shows the less douchebagness. Is that?
Yeah. The least douchey. Yes, the least douchey wins.
Oh wow, that's funny. Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of you look back on history. Tell me, am I wrong?
No, you're not. Absolutely right.
Most elections work out that way. It's like it just kind of works out. The least douchey guy wins.
One thing I want to know is when after Bush got out of office, did South Park, but what's that channel? The comedy channel. I don't have cable anymore. Did they stop running Little Bush? Or is there some other
no
political?
Idea. I don't watch South Park. I have no idea.
It's actually a comedy, the comic channel or something on cable.
Comedy
and
channel. I know what you're talking about. I watch.
Comedy Central,
I've seen
right.
South Park, but I don't watch it like religiously or a lot. So I mean, I've seen a few episodes. I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't seen.
I was wondering if they kept that up with Obama, him being president now.
Oh, I'm sure they're just. I haven't.
Kind of
I haven't. That's funny. I haven't really checked in on them since Obama. It's been a good 2 years now. They had to have done some material. I mean, I don't remember nothing standing out. But then again, I don't really watch the show. I mean, for all I know, they could be doing Obama stuff every week, and I have no clue because I don't watch the show. Melinda had said she voted for a basketball player for governor. I'm guessing that was the Republican in Oregon, the worst free throw shooter. Another person that I could have revolutionized my free throw technique, Chris Dudley, who ran for governor in Oregon, almost won. I think it was like something. I think it ended up being like 55-45 or something like that. But he did better than expected. Yeah, the day Oregon has a Republican governor, my goodness, that would be interesting.
I'm clueless when it comes to politics. Well, not totally, but I don't. I'll listen to some of the political shows, but I don't really get off into it. I'll just follow what Aisha is going. She's getting me into politics now. But, yeah, I'm more spiritual, and I don't get into it. I figure it's all been done before, and it's going to be done again. And all the presidents and everybody else, they use some tactic of some other president before him and – it's all the same. It's like you've been there, done that. Same shit, different pot. So, excuse me. Or, same shit, different ass. But I'm learning. My ex-husband was very political. Maybe that's why I don't like it. So
It's kind of like, for me, it's kind of like sports. It's like... It's just kind of, it's all bullshit. I mean, that's what politics translated equals bullshit. It means, it's all, the only substance to it that really is there is just legislation and, nuts and bolts stuff that from day to day is like boring as hell. And now these people are fucking like celebrities. And it's not supposed to be like that, but I don't want to get into that. I was right. Melinda from Oregon. Girl from Detroit. Interesting. Girl from Detroit is talking about the new elected governor there does not support the film industry that's been bringing jobs to Detroit. I actually have a friend that's directly affected by that. A good friend of mine spent 3 months in Detroit over the summer working. He does grip and electric, and he does rigging, and he does he works in the film industry at, he's like a grip. He does all kinds of stuff like that. And he went out to Detroit and worked on like a bunch of films in Detroit. I think Sean Penn did a film. He worked on a Sean Penn film. Sean Penn did this low budget thriller, I think, with some Italian director. Which is actually how my friend partially got hooked into the job. Is he? It was supposed to be an all Italian crew, but it ended up just being head of departments. And so Chris actually, since he knew Italian, was like fit in, was actually ended up being like a translator on the set half the time. He just was there and worked like 3 months straight just on he got one call from one person he knew there, went out there, worked in just, through the grapevine. There's just so much production going on. He's like, oh my God, there's so much work. But then it just dies in the winter during the holidays and stuff. And it doesn't pick up again until like February or March. But apparently this governor isn't a big fan of the film industry. So that will be interesting.
I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me if it's bringing jobs to the city. I don't know.
Well, another thing is they end up subsidizing a lot of these productions, essentially. And that's the thing. Like, there's also the question of like how many jobs does it really generate locally? And it definitely helps out like businesses, you know, that are already there. You know, because like these crews that come in, like it's, you know, like I said, this one crew came from Italy, and they are forced to hire people that locally. But my friend, who's in California, went back to Detroit and worked for 3 months there. So like, yeah, they're creating jobs, but are they creating jobs in Detroit? That's probably what. Sean Penn. But I mean, what about this Detroit? It's Sean Penn, who's from California. This Italian director, Italian crew, and then mixed with American crew, mostly from California. Like the best it really does to that economy is it probably helps the surrounding businesses. Like I said, like a deli, like around the corner from where the production is at that day or something like that.
It creates a small chain, which is.
Yeah, it definitely generates commerce for sure.
Right.
But I don't know if it exactly creates jobs. And if it does create jobs, it probably does. I mean, there's probably at some level, like productions like that need people to like deal with parking and traffic and stuff. And a lot of times those people have to be there like really super early, so they might like hire on some like local union people, because like every city's got their local union. So there's probably some people that are local that are union that are doing it, but a lot of it's like brought in from outside. And that's like, and I'm in California. A lot of that stuff happens here too. Like, there's not that much film, you know, or TV production going on in San Francisco, and it's like so close to LA, and they just shoot everything in LA. And then if it's based in San Francisco, they just shoot a couple of exteriors in San Francisco and do all the stuff, other stuff in LA. For a while there, I don't know if they're still doing it. For a while there, Vancouver was doubling for LA, and Toronto is doubling for New York. Like, you would just, like, if you were shooting in East Coast.
Vancouver?
Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I didn't, wow, okay.
There's a lot of shows like that. I think X-Files was shot up there, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong.
Wow,
about
that's
that.
Amazing. I did not. You learn something new every day. I did not know that.
Yeah, Runaway Production, they call it. Like for a long time there, like the late 90s, early zeros.
I'm thinking I'm.
There was like
the
Runaway
that's
Production.
Based
they.
In LA.
That's why. Well, they shoot a couple shots of like the main, you know, the romantic comedy. They'll have like J Lo and Matthew McConaughey like walking through Golden Gate Park in San Francisco or whatever.
A landmark
but then those,
or something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's awful. Wow. now I don't want to watch movies. Wait a minute. They're all fake.
If you don't know, well, come on. You didn't think they're fake. And now they don't even do that. It's just everything's digital now. They're like, fuck it. We just shoot you in front of a green screen, and we'll get some stock footage and fill it in behind you. Or,
I don't know.
Or we'll fucking,
fake.
You know. Dude, it's
wow.
The shit they can do now. The shit that they can do now with all the technology out there is like they can't even keep up with the technology. It's like moves way too fast.
Wow.
Oh wow, 77 Human's gonna bow out already. He gave up on Melinda-N. That's crazy. All right, well, 77 Human, thank you for coming out. God bless to you too. Enjoyed having you on the program. Obi-Wan Jabrone. Yeah. All kinds of cats. GBL1 also in the chat room. Welcome. We'll wind it down here, though. I want to thank Tracy for hanging out with me for the last hour.
No problem. This is my first time, so...
Oh, I know.
I
was sorry. You were great. I was worried that I wasn't, you know, I was trying to be gentle on you, actually.
Oh, thanks. I like gentle. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just have to build it up slowly. We'll get to the naughty, raunchy stuff, you know, maybe a third or fourth time on the show.
Yeah, when I get some more experience. I'm a virgin. So, yeah. Well, no,
yeah.
Not anymore.
Gotta work it. Yeah. You just gotta work it in slow. You don't want to get it rushed into things.
Right.
Take it slow.
Right. Great show. Glad I'm here.
I'm
glad
you
brought
too.
Me here. Yeah, I would have been playing Farmville, so I'm glad I came.
Ew! Yeah. Why do people do that? Oh my God. Oh man, it's terrible. I don't get
issues.
I just don't get it. No, people are much worse than just Farmville, though. At least you're still doing other stuff, and, you know, like, and maybe it's social networking, but you're not, like, you know, doing, like, what is it, Wizard of Warcraft or World of Warcraft?
That's my only addition right now, or... I'm only an addict for Farmville. I play a little Family Feud, but that's about it. But Farmville really has me.
Mm.
That's my main addiction. Yeah, and I'm trying. Well, and I was cooking, so I was multitasking, so I did okay.
Yeah, you were fantastic.
I need behavioral health. So. Oh, wow, no.
Well, you're welcome to exercise your behavior health here with me any time. Yes.
Okay, I need a therapist. You're going to be my therapist.
Yes, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Vince in the Bay will to make everything better.
Okay, that's good. Thanks.
So we got 4 minutes left here. If anybody wants to call in, this is the time to do it, 347-826-7667. I want to thank Tracy again for being with me here for this second hour. I also want to thank, who were those chicks that were in here earlier? Blue Sky and wait a second. Who was the other person we had in here?
The Miss Lady girl.
Mystic Butterfly was in the chat. Yeah, she actually she didn't call in, but she was hanging out in the chat room, and I was like really taken by that thing that she wrote there. It's really cool.
Okay, that's what I was supposed to have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at her chart, not her chart. What I'm talking about, her profile.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Isha. Oh, of course, Isha. I can't believe I can't think of Isha. Isha and Blue Sky were with me in the first hour, and Tracy held it down with me in the second hour. Thanks to Damn Radio, aka BMAC, who was instrumental last night, and tonight we played a little track for him. I actually forgot. So fucking stoned. I forgot to ask everybody what they thought of that track. I hope you liked it. I thought it was great. I think we're going to wrap it up here. Tracy, if you want to stay with me after the music, we can chop it up a little bit more. If not, I bid you adieu, and we can hopefully hear from you again soon.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm gonna play some Marley Mall just for you, right here, on Disorderly Conduct. I try to do it every night, usually around 11 p.m. Pacific. So you do the math.
Okay.
This is Marley Mall. And why is it not playing? Why is it doing that to me? Switch. Good old BTR. That's so crazy. Maybe if I don't know what I can do. We're all sales kids. You just refresh. What's that?
The music won't play? Oh, my God. You're kidding.
I know. Here, let's try it right now. Hang on.
BTR.
All is not lost yet.
Okay.
Here's Marley Mall. Or not. So crazy.
Oh,
okay, what about
wow.
Mac Dre? Let's try Mac Dre. Okay, we'll switch to Mac Dre. Sorry, Marley Mall. Mac Dre. Wow, that doesn't work either. What the hell is going on?
BTR
That's so crazy.
Has us in the slums. What is wrong? I wanted to hear that.
I can't even play my thank you. Very nice.
I guess.
I can't even play that.
We're going to have to sing, Vince.
All right, you
start
it off.
We're going to have to sing our way out. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do you know any good songs?
I can't sing. That's the bad thing. I can laugh my way out.
Can you rap? I play a lot of rap, too, or hip-hop. Can you rap? Can you rhyme?
No.
Can you read poetry? Can you read the phone book?
No, I don't have any talents when it comes to, you know, my mouth. Well, that didn't...
You have no talents with your mouth? I find that hard to believe.
That kind of sounds bad. No, I don't have any verbal kind of skills when it comes to rapping and, you know, poems and all that kind of stuff. I'm not, like, yeah, I like that. I'm a hands person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I actually have a hand fetish.
Wow, really?
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm a hands person.
Like I can, when I see a girl, I'm like, it's not the first thing I check, but it's the top three. And sometimes it's the first thing that sometimes it's the first thing that grabs me, actually. Sometimes I'm like, a lot of guys are like always looking at the ass or always looking for the boobs. Like, I'm looking for those things too. But
right.
If I get into close proximity, I'm also checking out the hands.
Hands are good. Yep, they really are. I Actually, you know what? I was a manicurist for a few years a while back, and hands are very good. I do a little art, too, so I'm a hands person. I like to use my hands a lot more than I like to talk. So, or like I said, to express myself with poetry or song or, you know, I'm more of a, like I said, a hands person.
Can you give me a back rub, though?
Yeah, I'm good at that.
All right.
That was part of the job too, to massage.
Wait, where are you at? Where in the globe are you?
I'm in Wisconsin.
Where in Wisconsin? Oh, Milwaukee. That's right, Milton.
Right, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
I meet so many people on BTR from Wisconsin.
We're
especially
bored.
Milwaukee. What?
We're bored.
Yeah, everybody there is on BTR.
There's nothing to do here.
Do you ever listen to Miss PG's show?
No, but when I look on the menu, I see a lot of Milwaukee names, and I've run into a lot of people who are from Milwaukee. So, and they have shows, and like I said, quite a few names. I've seen like two shows with Milwaukee included in the show title. So,
yeah, they do a show called. Mrs. PG and Petey Green do a show called Milwaukee Music. It's just called Milwaukee Music.
Yeah, I've seen that one, and there was one more. Yeah, I haven't listened to it, but I've seen it. It comes on in the afternoon or something, or
I'm not sure
when it comes. Yeah. Yeah, I'll try to stop by one day and check them out then. Yeah, but it's boring. I know some people say it's boring because you're boring. No, it's boring here. There's not much to do. I mean, there's not a lot to do. And once you've done it all, it's like, oh, well, you know. So you have to pace yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't do too much of something because there's not a lot to go around to do, you know, to do something else. So you have to kind of pace it. But... yeah, to me it is. I don't know. Some people enjoy being here. It's a cool city. It's not a lot of crime or nothing, but just not a lot of activity is all. So maybe someone can help me find some.
All right, I'll be right over there. Well, I like you know what I always have fun with.
What?
Anywhere I go, a megaphone.
Yeah, I see a picture of you with one in your hand.
I know. There was one time where I always had a megaphone with me. I should at least keep one in the car all the time, because there's always
like
times
to be
when
heard.
I want. Well, there's time. What?
You drive a diesel? You like motorcycles and things that are loud, don't you?
No, I don't ride a motorcycle. My brother rides a motorcycle.
Oh, really? Oh, you don't? Okay, you don't.
No, I'm more mellow, laid back.
Really?
I don't even drive if I have to. If I don't have to, I mean, like I lived in New York for a while and San Francisco for a combined total of like 10 years, I guess. And I didn't have a car the entire time, and I was perfectly fine with it. A lot of times, especially in San Francisco, I had a bike. That was my mode of transportation. And I should actually get back to that, because it was like instant exercise, because I didn't, you know, I never usually make time for exercise. But if I was always traveling by bike or walking, it was always like sort of, I was always sort of exercising, at least in some way, you know? Yeah, I'm sure there's, and I've heard there's studies that say that people in, say, New York tend to be a little bit better physically fit because they always walk everywhere.
Right,
you know,
take the
subway or cab, unless they're taking a subway or cab. You know, hardly anybody drives in New York. I kind of miss that.
There's advantages. Sure.
Yeah.
Now what you drive to go across the street?
Pretty much.
Well, I was told.
I'm in California. That's what you're supposed to do here.
Yeah, I was told that by a friend that I never walk anywhere. Like, I live near a shopping district, and I could walk, but I don't. I drive, and I'm only driving 3 blocks. That's really bad. Wow. Yeah. So New York has its advantages. Hey, I'm gonna start walking more. That's not good. I do walk, but I just don't walk to go shopping when I guess I could. So anyway, Blue Sky was inviting you to come on Skype. She wants you to meet her on Skype.
Yeah, I'm on Skype. Are you on Skype?
Oh, you are not? No, I don't have it set up, so I'll have to do that, download the information or the program for it. And
yeah, you just go to Skype.com or whatever and, excuse me, I forgot,
Melinda's
what is my,
here.
What's that, Melinda's still here?
Yeah, and a GBL1, he's looking for some Skype partner too. Okay, one day I'm going to learn how to multitask with this. Well, Vince, I need to go to sleep. It's getting late for me.
Yeah,
me
too.
I gotta get up at.
Hey, honey, I appreciate you coming through. Am I friends with you on Facebook already?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Okay, good. I always gotta make sure. Obi-Wan,
same time tomorrow night or.
Yeah, around the same time tomorrow night, probably. Usually I try to do 11 p.m. Pacific, so that's like 12, 1. That's like 1 your time. Yeah, are you like a night owl?
Yeah, but sometimes I need to hit the hay a little earlier. But,
yeah.
I'm nocturnal. I like to be up at night.
Yeah.
I don't like the sun that much. But I have to be in it because I got to work. But other than that.
Yeah,
I
hear that.
I like to play at night.
All right.
So.
Yeah. Oh, me too. Definitely. Absolutely. We should play again.
Yeah. We're some cats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, well, toodles and take care. See you same time tomorrow. Well, at 1 o'clock tomorrow, Central Time. And I enjoyed it.
That's right.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
All right, cool. I'll see you tomorrow then, or talk to you tomorrow then.
Okay. Toodles. Bye, everybody.
All right, good night. And that was our good friend Tracy wrapping it up for us. I'm going to try to play the last song of the night. I don't know if this thing's going to work or what, but here we go. It's not playing. I can't believe it. It's not playing any song I try to play. This is a ripoff. All right. Peace out, yo.